Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Plans Committee for Charnwood Borough Council. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Please note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and ensure that the meeting is distraction-free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, Alexa, Siri, Cortana, etc., as these record conversations, and this could be a breach of GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands, for, against, abstain. Speakers will be called forward at the appropriate time by myself, and they may stay in the public gallery for the debate of their item. Speakers have 5 minutes each, and they will be timed by the Democratic Services Officer. When you have 1 minute of time remaining, you will be advised. And once your 5 minutes is up, I'm afraid even if you're in full sentence flow, you will be switched off. Right, we only have one application tonight, and that is application number P210550/2, Mr. Andrew Bamber of Main Street, Woodthorpe, Loughborough. We have two speakers, Mr. David Sanguine, thank you, and Mr. Guy Wakefield, thank you. Do we have, item one on the agenda, do we have any apologies?
No apologies received, Chair.
Thank you. Item two, the minutes of the previous meeting. The committee is asked to confirm as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 21st of April. And I will ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. I myself wasn't here, and Councillor Bentley took the meeting. And if they are confirmed as a correct record, and he will sign them, and they'll go to Democrats. Yes, Councillor Gerrard.
Can I abstain? I wasn't here either.
Yes, we've noted that. It's in the apology. Okay, thank you. Item three, questions under committee procedure 12.8. Can you confirm that no questions have been submitted, please?
Through you, Chair, no questions have been received.
Thank you. And now move on to item four, disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. For information, disclosable pecuniary interests and registrable interests relate to entries that are not included or should be included on any councillor's register of interests. Non-registrable interests relate to any other matters. Are there any disclosures of interest? Councillor Gray.
Yes, because this was called in by the previous councillors, I will be speaking, and because I've already objected, I feel I'm predetermined, really.
Sorry, you're speaking as the councillor?
For the ward, yes, because the application was called in.
I don't have that on my list of speakers.
Oh.
Can we just come back to that in a moment,
okay.
Councillor Gray? And I'll take advice. Councillor, anybody else with disclosures of interest? Councillor Bentley.
Okay. The applicant is known to me, but not in a personal capacity, but he does work for a company that we have used and used recently. However, I come here tonight with an open mind.
Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. Again, the applicant is known to me, have worked many years ago on projects with the company, but certainly haven't discussed this application and not had any dealings with them for a long time. So, just to...
And as normal, I am a member, I am a councillor for at the County Council, and therefore it comes under highways and things like that, but I come with a completely open mind. Now, I'll just take advice on Councillor Gray, if I may, please. So, excuse me. Councillor Gray, did you contact the officers of planning and say that you wanted, or Democratic Services, to indicate you wanted to speak to this application?
I didn't contact Democratic Services, but I did object, and I am carrying on from the late Councillor Bolton, who called the application in and was going to speak.
No, but you didn't tell the planning... Right, just... You would be speaking from the back of the room, not as a member of this committee. You would be speaking as the councillor for the ward. So therefore, after you've spoken, you would have to leave the room. You cannot stay in the room to partake in any of the discussion. Is that understood?
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I expected. Thank you,
right.
Madam
and
Chair.
Right, and if I could, Councillor...
I'm happy to propose that Councillor Ray, the ward councillor, actually can speak and do what the chair has said with the rules and regulations, the guidance, if that's okay.
Okay?
I would second that, Chair.
Favour. Thank you. So, just to be clear, you will come in after the two... You really should sort of move to the back of the room now, or when we get to the application, move from your desk to one of the seats there, and then after the speakers, the agent and Mr. Swinburne have spoken, you will be called to speak. You'll have your 5 minutes, but then you have to leave the room and cannot partake in any of the discussions. Is that okay?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's fine. That is what I expected.
Okay. Thank you. Right, there's no other declarations of interest. So, no. Right, so we now move on to the planning applications, which is application number P210550/2, and for Mr. Andrew Bamber of Main Street. And we're going to have a presentation now by the Susan Gabbett, to do the presentation. I should point out that we have all got, and I believe that the members of the in the public gallery have as well, as Ms. Gabbett goes through it, we all have one of these which shows all the photographs and what she is referring to. So, Ms. Gabbett.
Thank you, Chair. Can everyone hear me okay? Yeah, good, okay. This is the first item on the agenda. It's application P210550/2, and it's an outline planning application with all matters reserved except for access for development of up to 120 dwellings with access from Main Street with Thorpe Loughborough. So the first slide in the pack that you have is the location plan of the site in red, and you can see... can see that there. Just bear with me. Okay, so the application has been appealed so that the local planning authority is not the determining authority for this planning application. Members are being asked tonight how they would have determined the application had they been able to do so. The report and resolution of plans committee will be part of the council's statement of case submitted to the planning inspectorate. An appeal hearing will be held at a future date, and an independent planning inspector will determine the application. Just to make that clear from the beginning, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. Okay, so the application site is an agricultural field. It's bound by Terry Yardley Way to the north, the railway to the east, Main Street to the west, Main Street Woodthorpe, and a field boundary to the south, next to the adjacent agricultural field. There's a public right-of-way within the site, and that public right-of-way crosses the bridge over the railway. The site is agricultural land between Loughborough and Woodthorpe and Quorn to the southeast. So in the pack there is an aerial photograph showing the relationship of the site with Woodthorpe, the railway and the road. And there's also a plan in there that shows the public right-of-way route, K35, which follows the southern boundary of the site. And you can see the location of the railway bridge in that slide as well. And then in terms of the wider context of the site is outlined in yellow on the next slide and just shows the relationship between the site, Woodthorpe, Loughborough, and the edge of Quorn to the southeast. The site is part of an emerging planning site allocation, reference HA15 in the submitted local plan for 723 dwellings and a primary school. And this image is taken from the submitted local plan, which is due to be examined starting in June. And on that site allocation, I've drawn in red the site that we're considering this evening. So it's the northernmost part of this proposed allocation. The next slides are photographs of the site. So the first one is Main Street, and you can see this is Main Street, Woodthorpe, looking out of the village. The roadway that you can see at the bottom of the photograph on the right-hand side is actually the entrance to the public right-of-way. And then the roadway through Woodthorpe itself, Main Street, and the site is on the right-hand side in this photograph with the tree belt that forms part of the application site. The next slide indicates the public right-of-way and the farm access, which is the southern boundary of the site. The following slide is taken from within the site, looking back at the tree belt, which fronts onto Main Street Woodthorpe. The following slide shows the public right-of-way just further into the site and looking back towards Woodthorpe and Main Street. And then from the public right-of-way, the next photograph is within the site, looking back towards the village, and you can see the Gappy field boundary on the left-hand side is the southern boundary of the site, and this is the route of the public right-of-way, and then the site itself is the agricultural land on the right-hand side in that photograph. Next photograph is the western site boundary, and you can see Woodthorpe in the distance with the trees. And then the northern site boundary is in the following photograph, and the northern site boundary is with the A6004 Terry Yardley Way, and that's the bank of trees adjacent to that roadway. Then the next photograph shows the railway bridge over the Great Central Railway. So this is the corner of the site, and the remainder of the site would be behind that tree that you can see. So it just shows the setting of the site in terms of the railway. And the following slide is from the bridge looking to the railway, and it just demonstrates that the railway is actually within a cutting, and so the site itself is higher, at a higher level than the railway. And this photograph is taken outside of the site, so once you've crossed over the railway bridge on the public right-of-way, going down towards direction of Quorn, but you're looking back towards the site in this photograph, and you can see that the site is not visible at this point as you've gone over that railway bridge. Then the following slides just show the proposed access point for the development. So this is taken from the access point, looking back towards the existing road that leads up to the roundabout. Then the following slide is the view from the site access towards Woodthorpe. So looking towards Woodthorpe, and you can see the site on the left-hand side, and that's the existing tree belt, which is part of the site on the left-hand side. And you can just see the fence panels, which indicate where the public right-of-way is at the top of that road. The next slide is the view into the site at the proposed access point. So this is where the site will be accessed, the main vehicular access. And this is further into the site, and you can see that the site is relatively level, and current usage as an agricultural field. So you can see the boundary with the Terry Yardley Way on the left-hand side, and then the trees on the horizon in that photograph show where the railway line, but you can't see the railway line because, as I say, that's in the cutting. And then the following slide is a view from the site towards the proposed access, looking back towards the existing road. Terry Yardley Way is on the right-hand side, and the tree belt adjacent to Main Street is on the left. And then this photograph is within the site, so you can see the fence panels there, which indicate the route of the public right-of-way. And then this is the tree belt, which is adjacent to Main Street, Woodthorpe. So you can see at this point, you cannot see Main Street from within the site. And then the final slide just indicates the relationship between existing properties in Woodthorpe. So these are the two properties that are opposite the site, and this is the tree belt within the site on the right-hand side of the road in that photograph. And the next slide is the parameters plan, which has been submitted, which shows the site access point with the arrow, and Area A, which is currently the tree belt that fronts onto Main Street. And then also an extra slide at the back of your pack, if you turn to the final page, is the site access arrangements plan. So this is the submitted plan, which indicates the site access, and you can see that there'll be a new junction off Main Street and a proposed footpath going from the roundabout up to the point where the access joins the site. So the key considerations for this application are within the officer report, and I'm just going to talk through each of those to give a flavour of the report. So in principle, applications must be made in accordance with the adopted development plan unless material considerations indicate otherwise. Important material considerations in this case are the national policy of the MPPF and the emerging local plan. Other material considerations are set out in the report as well. As the site is open countryside and outside of settlement boundaries, development for housing would be contrary to adopted policy. In the current core strategy, development is directed to Loughborough as it is a sustainable location for development. Dwellings at Woodthorpe should be within limits and meet a specific local need, and so the proposed dwellings fronting onto Main Street are considered to be contrary to policy. However, as the council cannot demonstrate a 5-year supply of housing, the tilted balance in the MPPF applies. So permission should be granted unless any adverse impacts of doing so would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefit when assessed against the MPPF taken as a whole. And this is called the tilted balance. Now, the emerging local plan is a significant consideration in this application, and the emerging local plan was submitted for examination in December last year. It's considered that limited to moderate weight can be given to emerging policies in the plan. Emerging policy directs 31% of housing development to Loughborough and none to Woodthorpe. The parameters plan proposes 6 dwellings at Woodthorpe, separate from the other proposed dwellings, so this element of the scheme is considered contrary to emerging strategy policy. Proposed housing allocation, HA15, is for 723 dwellings and a primary school, as shown in your application pack here. Policy HA15 includes the retention and enhancement of the character and identity of Woodthorpe and its wooded setting. The site is part of this allocation, but the policy asks for a master plan and design code for the whole allocation, which is not yet produced. Therefore, there are elements of the proposal that are contrary to emerging policy. In terms of the housing mix proposed, the application proposes 30% affordable units, which is in compliance with policy, and conditions are proposed to secure accessible and adaptable homes. In terms of landscape and visual impact, the report discusses the submitted landscape and visual impact assessment. The site has no specific landscape designations. The report discusses the character of the site and visual impacts. The officer assessment recommends conditions to secure the retention of the tree belt adjacent Woodthorpe to mitigate the impact on landscape character and the visual effects from residents of Woodthorpe. The retention of the tree belt would retain the landscape feature and prevent coalescence of the hamlet with the development. Design and layout aren't matters to be determined in the application. The application itself is for access only. So the indicative parameters plan, which I've shown you already, shows Area A as housing fronting onto Main Street. A road link from the site to the rest of the allocation can be secured via the Section 106 agreement. Due to the scattered built form of Woodthorpe opposite the site, with trees and open space, it's considered that it is recommended to secure the retention of the tree belt with no dwellings onto Main Street. The report considers the issue of prematurity and the emerging local plan. Draft policy HA15 requires a master plan and design code for the allocation before outline permission is granted. This policy can be given limited to moderate weight at this stage. Officers are satisfied that development of the site could take place without prejudice to the remainder of the site, subject to safeguards to prevent sterilising the potential of future development. This would be a road to the northwest boundary to provide a link to the rest of the emerging allocation. In terms of open space, the report sets out on-site and off-site open space requirements that meet adopted policy standards. In terms of heritage impact, the nearest listed building is number 80 Main Street, and the report sets out there is considered to be no harm to the setting of listed buildings. In terms of residential amenity impacts, as the application is only at outline at this stage, the detailed consideration of those matters will be dealt with at reserve matters stage, and it's considered that that could be satisfied at future stages. In terms of noise and air quality, the application is accompanied by noise and air quality assessments. The impacts identified potential impacts from construction traffic and road and rail noise, and conditions are recommended to secure mitigation measures to comply with policy. In terms of highway impacts, the local highways authority do not raise objections to the proposal and have agreed a statement of common ground with the appellant, which has been submitted to the planning inspectorate. The site access is proposed from Main Street, as already discussed. The adopted policy and emerging policy requires bus access within 400 metres of major housing development, but this has not been proposed or sought by the local highways authority. And as I said, they have not raised objections to the application. It's considered that subject to conditions and the Section 106 agreement, the application complies with policy. In terms of flooding and drainage, the site is located in flood zone 1. There is no objection from the lead local flood authority and conditions are recommended. In terms of ecology, the application was supported by an ecological appraisal, biodiversity impact assessment and a tree survey. The Section 106 could secure biodiversity a biodiversity impact assessment at reserve matters stage, which is based on the layout that will be submitted at that point. The Section 106 can secure a net gain in biodiversity. Therefore, subject to Section 106 and conditions, it's considered that the application complies with ecology and biodiversity policy. In terms of minerals impact, the applicant has submitted a minerals assessment and the Minerals Local Planning Authority are satisfied that this meets their policy. In terms of developer contributions, contributions are sought regarding education, libraries, open space, affordable housing provision, healthcare, biodiversity, highways, and the road link secured by the 106 to the adjacent site. These are considered to be still compliant, and the Section 106 will be agreed between the local planning authority and the appellant for the appeal hearing and submitted to the planning inspectorate. Other matters considered within the report include the loss of agricultural land, previous decisions on developments close to Woodthorpe and within Woodthorpe, and current housing applications in Woodthorpe. They are discussed in the report, and I won't go into those unless you specifically ask questions about those. So in terms of the planning balance, page 44 to 46 sets out the planning balance in this application. The application is to be determined under the tilted balance in the MPPF, so permission should be granted unless any adverse impacts of doing so would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits when assessed against the MPPF taken as a whole. The report sets out the weight that is given to adopted and emerging policies and identifies adverse impacts of the development and the benefits. I'm just going to read the conclusion of the planning balance section. Applying the tilted balance in paragraph 11D of the MPPF, it's not considered that the identified adverse impacts, namely the lack of a master plan for the site as part of the emerging housing allocation, no bus service within 400 metres of the development, and the loss of grade 2 agricultural land, would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits of the development, namely the delivery of housing, including affordable housing, the delivery of open space, a net gain in biodiversity, and construction employment and future benefits to the local economy when assessed against the MPPF taken as a whole. Therefore, in conclusion, it is recommended that should members have considered the application, that planning permission should be granted subject to Section 106 and conditions. The Section 106 will be agreed with the appellant before the appeal hearing. And recommendations A and B are set out in the report. It is proposed to amend recommendation A slightly, and I'll come on to that in a second when I give the verbal update. In terms of extras, members should have received the extras report. So there's three issues in the extras report. So just the first issue just relates to a typographical error in relation to Appendix A, which isn't included in the report. Issue two relates to a late objection letter that was submitted from a resident of Woodthorpe, but no new issues are raised in that aren't already covered in the report. And issue three relates to a letter received from Renal's Farm, 80 Main Street, in relation to farm access. So in the photographs I showed you the public right-of-way and the farm access point. So this is where farm vehicles can access the farm buildings. And the concern related to whether the development would preclude that access arrangement. So from the submitted parameters plan, the housing is proposed on Area A. However, within the report, it is recommended that those arrangements aren't approved and that the existing tree belt on Main Street is retained. Therefore, the existing farm access arrangements will not be impacted. And obviously, this can be ensured when it comes to reserve matters stage and the layout is finalised. So there's no recommended changes to recommendations A and B set out in the agenda report from the extras report. A verbal update. We received a letter too late to include in the extras report, so I'm just giving you a verbal update from a letter that's been received. The letter's been received from the agent acting on behalf of Richborough Estates, who are the adjacent landowner to the site. So the adjacent landowner part of the emerging allocation. The letter raises that the wording in recommendation A doesn't match the wording on page 42 of the report regarding the road link to be secured in the Section 106 agreement. And I think for clarity, it's worth amending recommendation A to include the wording shown on page 42. of the report. So it's just a slightly longer version of what's in recommendation A. So the wording from page 42 reads, the layout include a road link with no ransom strip to the wider allocation site within the emerging local plan to ensure that the development does not sterilise the potential for future development on adjacent land, part of emerging allocation DS3 HA15. Further queries are also included in that letter regarding Section 106 obligations and conditions for the wider emerging allocation in relation to infrastructure, including access arrangements from Allendale Road and primary education infrastructure. This letter has been submitted to the Planning Inspectorate and they have accepted it as a late letter. So the issues raised in this will be considered at the hearing. And the issues are in front of the inspector. So it's not considered that there needs to be any recommendation changes from the report. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Forrest entered the meeting slightly late, and I've spoken to her for the reason why, and there were extenuating circumstances. She missed the first three slides of the presentation. Can you just go over them for her consideration so she's able to vote on this item? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this is item one. It's reference P210550/2, and it's an outline application with all matters reserved except for access for development of up to 120 dwellings with access from Main Street, Woodthorpe. The application has been appealed, so the local planning authority is not the determining authority. Members are being asked tonight how they would have determined the application had they been able to do so. The report and resolution of Plans Committee will be part of the Council's statement of case submitted to the Planning Inspectorate. An appeal hearing will be held at a future date with an independent inspector to determine the application. The site is shown on the location plan with the outline in red. It's currently an agricultural field, bounded by Terry Yardley Way to the north, the railway to the east, Main Street, Woodthorpe to the west, and the field boundary to the south. There is a public right-of-way within the site and a bridge over the railway. The site is outside the limits to development of Loughborough and Woodthorpe. The site is agricultural land between Loughborough, Woodthorpe, and Quorn to the southeast. The site is part of an emerging allocation, HA15, in the submitted local plan for 723 dwellings and a primary school. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we now move on to the speakers. And we have, first of all, Mr. David Sangwine. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Correct.
Thank you. If you'd like to come down, please. In just behind Councillor Gerrard, in the seat there. Yes, if you just take the seat there, and you will have 5 minutes from when you start, and there is a traffic light system to your right, and once you get to the orange light, you will have 1 minute left, and then once it goes to red, we have to draw a clock. Would you like the Democratic officer to also give you a verbal warning if you're...
No, I'm fine. I've got my own stopwatch as well. But thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right,
just for confirmation, my name is David Sangwin. I'm the Secretary of the Woodthorpe Residents Association. It is on. It is on. Yes, I can confirm that. Okay, are we ready to start? Thank you. Starting now. Thank you. These are the opinions of the Woodthorpe Residents Association. Heritage. Woodthorpe has been a separate community for over 1,200 years. The local community wanted to remain that way, as demonstrated by public opinion polls identified later in this review. This proposal does not satisfactorily or sympathetically handle the protection of intrinsic character, areas of separation, landscape buffers, or issues of coalescence with this historic settlement.
It will result in loss of heritage. And please be mindful that this is the last surviving local hamlet of this type left in Charnwood. No professional person would want to be responsible for getting this highly important matter wrong. In addition, there will be a loss of amenity, loss of open space and loss of recreational benefit for the wider community. Any development shall not bear the Woodthorpe name or any derivative thereof. Confirmation of this is required at this meeting. Highways. This is a critical issue as it is already difficult and hazardous to exit by vehicle at Woodthorpe Traffic Island. Egress is an issue, and no report has considered this safety issue. Habitat. The result will be loss of valuable agricultural land, significant reduction in biodiversity, and negative impact on wildlife. No one has been able to demonstrate satisfactorily there will be a net gain in biodiversity on this site. An independent assessment is therefore required. Reports commissioned by the applicant. Reference should be made to the objections forwarded by the WRA to the Planning Inspectorate. There is a planning statement of case report by Ridge. It contains approximately 20 inaccuracies, questionable or misleading statements, and non-conformity to policy. This brings the whole report into question, and I request these are addressed at this meeting. RPS traffic reports. None address the important issue of egress, and the latest report appears to be confused with some of its objectives. Public opinion. It shall be recognised there is a very high local public rejection to this proposal. 1,500 objections on change.org page, Save Woodthorpe. 750 signatures in a three-day period from visitors to the hamlet this time last year. In addition, there has been BBC coverage with continued interest by them. Sustainability. No local doctor surgeries are accepting new patients. Schooling places are compromised. There is little or no choice for parents. The development places primary schooling in deficit, and both first choice, that's primary and secondary schools, are severely oversubscribed. No bus operators are planning to provide services to the site, as has been with the Allendale Road development. Communication, consultation and coordination. It is our understanding that Parker Strategic Land have a policy of engagement with local communities. No such communication has ever been received by the WRA over the past 5 years, which includes two live applications within the hamlet at the moment. The residents of the hamlet therefore suggest that this policy is immediately put into place and that any additional information on this application be adequately discussed with the WRA committee. To sum up, the proposal appears to have about 20 items of council policy that require addressing. I request that these are discussed immediately at this meeting. These items can be found in the officer's report dated 15/04/21. They are questionable and need addressing. There are approximately 40 pages here to review. These items and summaries put the whole proposal in doubt. In some cases, they are just opinions and are not quantified. It should be noted that this proposal is currently outside the scope of the existing local plan. And furthermore, it's our understanding there are better and more sustainable locations within Charnwood. The original application was called in by the late councillor, Jill Bolton. It is incumbent on this committee to ensure that her wishes to address each of these objections are suitably and sufficiently addressed and resolved. 1,200 years of heritage at risk. Clearly, there are items to address here at this meeting. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to turn the microphone off and return to your seat.
Thank you.
I now call on Mr. Grimley.
Sorry, Chair. There's a comment in the objectors' speech that I think it may mean I have a pecuniary interest, so I would leave the room on this. mentioned Parker Strategic Land, who we carry out work for through employment, which I wasn't aware of. So it's one I wasn't aware of before, and I think I need to leave the room on that case. Sorry.
I now call on Mr. Guy Wakefield. Oh, you're there. Sorry, Mr. Wakefield.
That's
okay. Right, so the same process as the previous speaker. Did you want the Democratic officer to let you know when you'd got 1 minute left? Or?
Yes, that would be kind. Thank you.
Thank you. When you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, members, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. As has been explained by the case officer, the site forms part of a larger allocation which has been supported by the council as one of its main housing allocations, the emerging local plan. The local plan is now at an advanced stage in its preparation, with the examination due to commence next month. This proposal and its preparation was the subject of significant pre-application discussions with your officers. In terms of site context, it benefits from being in very close proximity to Loughborough, which, as you know, is the main settlement within the district, and lying just beyond Woodthorpe. Terry Yardley Way, or the A6004, formed the site's northern boundary, to the north of which is housing. The site's eastern boundary is contained by the railway line. To the west is land which forms the rest of the allocation and will, from a built development perspective, naturally continue on from this subject site. Overall, the application site is well contained and is considered to represent a logical urban extension, hence the Council's decision to allocate it in the emerging plan. The Highway Authority has carefully reviewed the scheme, requesting additional information when they considered it necessary. They do not object to the proposal. In addition, coming back to the previous speaker's comments, neither does your Conservation Officer either. We note the comments in the Officer's report on the master plan, and specifically the six houses shown fronting onto Main Street. It's worth pointing out that this element of the design was a specific request of the Council's Urban Design Officer at the pre-application stage. We note that there do not appear to be any comments from the Urban Design Officer in the committee report. In contrast, the design and access statement that accompanies the application provides significant detail about how this element of the site could be developed separately with a bespoke design, as suggested by the Council's Urban Design Officer, and with the intention that this section of the DAS would form a design brief for those plots. Turning to the planning balance, the adverse impacts of the proposal principally include the site's location outside the settlement boundary, which, as per the committee report, is to be treated as being out of date on the basis of a lack of 5-year housing land supply. The weight to be given to this matter could be further tempered because the site is part of a housing allocation in the emerging local plan, which your officers attribute moderate weight to. There is also some loss of agricultural land. Overall, the adverse impacts are considered to be limited. Turning to the benefits, as advised in the officer's report, the scheme will assist in addressing the shortfall in the council's 5-year housing land supply. Linked to this, the proposal will deliver a good mix of housing with varying demand to meet varying demand of future home buyers. The proposal will also deliver 36 affordable homes for those unable to afford an open market home, of which there is an acute need in the district right now. Both of these benefits alone should be attributed significant weight. There are also a number of additional benefits referenced in the committee report, such as economic relevant related benefits derived from job creation during the construction process and expenditure from residents to help maintain or enhance the vitality of settlements nearby. Coupled with this, provision of public open space and biodiversity enhancement. Weighing everything together for the purposes of the planning balance, and by correctly applying the tilted planning balance as set it by the officer's report, it must be said that in the context of paragraph 11D of the framework and reference the conclusion made in...
You have 1 minute remaining.
The limited impacts of this proposal do not significantly outweigh
the significant package of benefits which apply in this case. As such, we say that planning permission should be granted, and we therefore hope that you are able to support the officer's recommendation. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Anne Gray, the ward councillor. Again, and you have the same system, 5 minutes, and a traffic light system. Would you like the Democratic officer to let you know when you're down to 1 minute?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Do excuse me, I've been to the dentist today, but I will try and speak clearly. Madam Chair, Vice Chair, officers, fellow councillors, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking here this evening as this application was called in by the late Councillor Jill Bolton, which was supported by her co-councillor, former Shelthorpe councillor Alice Brennan. The County Councillor for Loughborough South, Mr Parton, has also objected. Our MP Jane Hunt has also raised concerns over highways. You've also received objections from me, many residents from Charnwood, not just Shelthorpe, and a petition against the development. This isn't an example of NIMBYism, but concern shown by people from all over the borough who are horrified at the devastation of our precious landscape, which our local plan seeks to protect, and the spoiling of our last remaining linear hamlet settlement, Woodthorpe, which dates back to Viking times and before. There isn't time to go over all my objections, so I've just I'm just raising a few here. I don't believe it is a sustainable development due to a lack of local facilities. For example, there is really no public transport. It's a substantial walk to the nearest bus stop. We've already asked for an extended bus service in the area. This was refused. In fact, Kinch have reduced the bus service to the area. If travel packs, for example, are offered to the first occupiers, they're not going to walk 10, 15, 20 minutes to the nearest stop, especially with children, take the bus to a proper supermarket and then get the bus back with all their shopping. 120 houses will mean 240 extra cars on the road with trips to work, schools and amenities. Roads are often gridlocked at times. The roundabouts are dangerous and there's little room to improve the Park Road roundabout properly. Also, another example, the land between Loughborough and Birstall often floods. This is getting worse all the time in the climate emergency that we're facing. Charnwood Borough Council has just launched a tourism website, and our policies seek to protect the distinctive landscape character which is vital to tourism. Policies also seek to protect our ancient linear settlement of Woodthorpe. People, including tourists, don't want to see a housing estate. They want to see and walk or cycle through unique and charming countryside and a hamlet with links for walkers and cyclists right up to the Outwoods. They might want to ride on the unique double-track heritage steam railway, the Great Central Railway, and look at traditional countryside and villages. And this area was also very important to us during lockdown. My final point is ecology and biodiversity. This development would be a threat to badger sets and wildlife in general. Yesterday, it was revealed that 50% of British butterflies are on the endangered list. These species do not thrive in gardens. They need fields and woodland. Also, the proposal does go against some of our own policies, CS1, ST2, CT1, CS13, for example. I do note a number of proposed mitigations, but that there are so many does indicate that this development is not a good thing. Let's not stick plasters on the patient. Let's not cut it to start with. We do need housing, but this development isn't right for us. I'm happy to speak to the developers about better ways to go about providing housing. They don't appear to have spoken to local residents at this time.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Thank you. I would urge you to consider all comments received against this application, including the points noted by Mr. Sangwin, and vote against it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Before I go to opening it up to discussion, though, Mrs. Knott and Susan, and do you want to come back on any of the comments? Right, take it in turns, okay.
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple of points I wanted to touch upon before we start the debate tonight. There's been a lot of issues raised that can be discussed tonight, but I just wanted to make it clear to members that this is an allocation in the emerging local plan. In the packs for the presentation, you can see the actual allocation in there. So I just wanted to make you aware of that point. I appreciate there's been comments about it being a sustainable development, but we do need to be mindful that the emerging local plan has been voted on by the council as a whole as a suitable plan, as a strategy for the future of the borough, and this is identified as one of those sites. And I'd just like to draw members' attention to that allocation that's in the packs. It shows on there a buffer around Woodthorpe, which is the green next to Woodthorpe, if you've got it in front of you. It's this bit here, if everyone can see that. And that is shown as structural landscaping. So the emerging policy for this allocation does identify that, apologies, let me just turn the page, that there is a need and a requirement for development in that location to retain and enhance the character and identity of the Linmere hamlet of Woodthorpe, and its wooded setting included the listed building within it. So the emerging policy does give consideration to the hamlet of Woodthorpe and its linear nature, and includes a requirement to kind of buffer that settlement to retain its identity. So I just wanted to bring that to members' attention so they were fully aware of what the emerging policy does actually say in there. Sorry, just going through my notes, just bear with me. I think those were the main points. I may come back on some of the discussion, but those are the main points for me. I don't know, Susan, if you've got anything else you want to add. No, I think that's it for now, then. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. So we're opening it up to discussion. So to be absolutely clear, the final decision, this is going to appeal, and this is how we see it, which will form part of the documentation that goes to the inspectorate.
Yeah, do you want me to just provide
Would you mind? Because it's quite complicated for us lay people.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just for clarity, we have before us an application to consider, but it has been appealed by the applicant as a non-determination planning appeal, which means that we no longer have the ability to determine this application. The planning inspectorate will determine the application. However, we need to give an indication to the planning inspectorate as to how we would have proceeded with this application if we were the determining body. So the vote tonight isn't to grant or refuse planning permission. It's to give the planning inspectorate a direction as to what the council would have voted and how the plans committee would have resolved to determine the application, and we will give that information to the planning inspectorate, but we won't be making a final decision tonight. Thank you, Chair.
Pretty clear now? Good. Right. I haven't seen any hands at the moment. Who would like to speak? Councillor Ransom.
Good evening, Chair and Vice-Chair. Thank you very much. I've actually read these, listened to all the arguments, and I know it's an outlining and it's going to appeal. So the one thing I will actually say to councillors, look at page 10, 14, page 15, page 16, page 30 and page 41. Now, if all of that is actually going to come into fruition, we would actually have to determine, because it's policy, and the one policy I really would like the appeals judge to look at is policy M11, because that is the environmental and mineral policy, which that is quite seems to be quite a vigorous thing for the actual residents in that location to actually they're fighting against. The other thing that does concern me is actually as well is the NHS contributions. You're going to have roughly about 240 people coming to a health service that they haven't got a health centre in. So I would like the appeals judge to look at this. I know it's an outlining planning permission, I'll reiterate this, but I'm concerned about that. And I think they need to take the comments of the MP and the Councillor Parton, who was the previous councillor, and Councillor Bolton's consideration into consideration. And I'll just leave it at that at the moment. It's just thought processes that I think us as a around this table I've got to look at.
Thank you, Chair. Just for clarity, just so members know, everything that we received as part of the planning application, get all responses either by residents, members, consultees, are all sent to the planning inspector. The planning inspector will read and consider all of that, so that they've already been sent off, just for clarity. Thank you.
Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Chair. Page 21, top of page 21, obviously this is part of the emerging plan, and this site is delegated for 723 dwellings, I believe, with a primary school and all sorts of other things that have come along with a 106 agreement. How will this, granting this, affect that? Because is it going to be ad hoc? Are we going to lose the primary school because we've not granted all the houses all in one go, or will that still happen eventually?
Thank you, Chair. So, yes, this is it's quite a complicated one to get your head around. The allocation is, you're right, is for a significantly higher number than what's been approved. And as officers, we have given real, you know, quite strong consideration to how it would affect the wider site. And if you know, it's prematurity in kind of the process. With the recommendations that we've put forward through conditions and through Section 106 obligations, if they are carried forward and the inspector is happy with them, we feel that it wouldn't preclude or damage the allocation as a whole coming forward. If they weren't to come forward, then there is concern there. So we, through the report, we've tried to make it clear to yourselves and also to the inspector that the recommendation to approve is based on the fact that the package that we're requiring comes forward. Now, in terms of contributions to the school, this has to be, because we're in this period of it's an emerging allocation, it only carries certain weight. It's not the development plan as the core strategy is at the moment, it's not yet adopted. We do have to determine it based on the statutory consultee responses. And for this parcel of land, Leicestershire County Council as a highways as the education authority have come back and said, actually, you know, there is provision in the schools that could accommodate this site. Now, it doesn't mean that the school identified in the allocation won't come forward because this isn't contributing to it, but it does mean that there is, you know, that mechanism for collecting contributions for the new school is slightly less than what was envisaged in the wider allocation. And that's what the adjacent landowners' agents have raised in that late comment that didn't go through the in the extras report because it was too late. But as officers, we feel that can be overcome and it wouldn't prejudice the allocation coming forward as it's envisaged in the emerging local plan. Hopefully that answers your question.
Thank you, Chair, but I will come back on that because I have got concern. I've got no real great problem with the application, sadly, for the residents, but I have got concerns about the emerging plan and, you know, this site of having 700 and whatever houses on and everything else that will come with that. I can see developers adding 100 houses here, 100 houses there, 100 houses there, 100 houses there, and them never getting the school and never getting the benefits of all the 106 that would be tied with a big application.
Yeah, so the allocation itself, the way that the policy are worded, so DS3 HA15 is the policy, and it does say at the end of that policy, let me just find it, that before outline planning permission is granted for the site or any part of the site, we will require a master plan to be agreed, which includes the delivery and phasing agreements for the whole allocation in order to achieve comprehensive development and a development brief design code or equivalent to be prepared to inform decisions on detailed planning applications or reserve matters applications to ensure a cohesive approach to design and impacts are satisfactorily mitigated. Now, this doesn't do that, and there is a conflict with the emerging policy. However, the weight that we can give to that policy, because of its stage, it's not yet adopted, is limited to moderate. Now, what that means is we can consider it, but we can't give it full weight. But what we have considered is what's in front of us today. We think with the package that we've identified wouldn't undermine what that policy is trying to achieve. Now, as that policy goes through the process and gains more weight, and if the plan is adopted, then we can give full weight to that policy. So any subsequent applications would need to adhere to that policy. So we have more weight to give to it to say, actually, we don't want smaller parcels. We want to see the whole thing and how it's going to come together. And how we've suggested in the wording of the Section 106, for example, the road that would go through this site needs to show a linkage into the wider. As officers, we feel that that gives us comfort that it won't undermine the strategy of the wider allocation.
Chair, I think the officer explained that really well, and I sort of understand what she's said. But I can't see any other problem with this. I think I've got no other reason I accept officer's recommendation. I think the Charnwood Borough Council would have accepted this. Thank you. I'm proposing it.
And it's part of the... No, no, not at all. You're entitled to it. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. It's kind of slightly related to the point that Councillor Campbell was making. It's about the loss of agricultural land. So on page 43, it talks about policy CS16. And also it's a paragraph 174 of the NPPFF, which recognises the economic benefits of the best agricultural land. And, of course, this is grade two, so it's very good. And it says that this policy can be given significant weight. Now, you then go on to say that, well, wait a minute, I'll paraphrase, there's actually quite a lot of good land in the borough, and therefore this will have a moderate negative impact. However, if you link it with the fact you talk about the road link that's coming in, which is by design is not to sterilise potential future development, in other words, to facilitate future development, the loss of this land and the road link is going to have that domino effect of losing even more good quality agricultural land. Therefore, does that not alter the negative impact and push it up from moderate to significant?
The site itself is Grade 2 agricultural land, and the, from memory, the adjacent land part of the allocation, the remaining part of the allocation, is mainly Grade 2 agricultural land as well. So that has already been taken account of when the policy team, the planning policy team, have looked at potential sites for development in Loughborough, in and around Loughborough, when looking at proposing allocations. And obviously, as part of that process, this is the largest allocation for housing that they are proposing for Loughborough. So they consider this to be the best location, sustainable location for housing development for Loughborough at this stage. There is other Grade 2 agricultural land to the south of Loughborough, between Loughborough and Quorn, and there's also quite a lot of Grade 2 agricultural land on the eastern side of Loughborough as well.
So therefore it's still regarded as being moderate negative, even though it will facilitate the loss of further Grade 2 agricultural land. That's what I mean. Because it just read as if you're looking at it in isolation without consideration of actually, by its nature, it's going to cause the loss of further good green agricultural land, and therefore, that's what I'm saying, therefore, is it really moderate? It seems
this application in itself will result in the loss of agricultural land on this parcel. The emerging allocation will result in further loss of agricultural land if that proposed allocation is accepted and adopted as part of the emerging local plan. And the council has submitted that emerging local plan for examination, and members have approved that emerging local plan as part of the, but it's not a consider, the rest of that emerging allocation and the loss of that land is not a consideration for this application in itself.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to second the proposal to accept officer's recommendation.
Can I just confirm with Councillor Law and Councillor Bentley that you're going with the officer recommendation, but also with the amendment that Susan read out in the presentation?
Correct.
Thank you.
Councillor Charles.
Thank you, Chair. Could the officers just clarify for me? I'm looking at the emerging site allocation. The structural landscaping around Woodthorpe, what sort of depth and is that going to be, please?
The plan that's shown in the emerging local plan, so page 43 of the emerging local plan, is indicative of a master plan for the site. So a master plan is being worked up by the main landowners of the site, and I have seen a draft of that, but obviously at the moment that's not public. My understanding is that that master plan will be submitted as part of the local plan examination, so that document should be public next month and will be able to be submitted to the inspector when this application goes to hearing. So, in answer to that, the master plan will consider the extent of that landscaping and the layout of the housing parcels, the location of the school, the exact location of the proposed access off Allendale Road, the location of the link road, for example, that goes from this parcel of land into the adjacent parcels of land. So all of that will be considered in the master plan. So subsequent applications and the reserve matters of this application, should it be approved at appeal, would all take that master plan into account.
Thank you, Chair. And just for clarification, because it's been questioned what the change to the recommendation is. So just for clarification for members, in recommendation A, there's a section within the section 106 obligations. Yeah. It's on page, bear with me. Yeah. 48. Recommendation A on page 48. It's the final point in that table called road link to the adjacent land to the south. Now, the wording there is different to the wording that is on page 42. And this was brought up by the late letter that didn't make it to the extras report. Now, the wording on page 42, I'll read it out. The layout include a road link with no ransom strip to the wider allocation site within the emerging local plan to ensure that the development does not sterilise the potential for future development on adjacent land, part of emerging allocation DS3 HA15. That gives more clarity. Officers are recommending that is the recommendation is changed to the wording that is on page 42. That's what is being suggested. Can I just check that
that's fine, Chair. And that was actually mentioned during your report.
Yes, thank you.
We've had the discussions, we've heard all the speakers, and we are now looking to go with the recommendation as laid out by the officers. And it's only a recommendation. It is not approval or disapproval. It is a recommendation of how we see it to go forward to the inspectorate. I'm afraid there are no more discussion from the public gallery. Thank you. So if we could have a vote, vote, please. All those in favour? All those against? Any abstentions? Could I?
I got
6-4, 5. 6-4, yeah. That's right. So if you would like to announce that, please.
Yes, thank you. To confirm, Chair, the vote. The proposal was carried with a vote of 6 for the proposition and 5 against.
Thank you, everybody. We now move on to item 5 of the agenda. Would you like, anybody that wants to stay is welcome, but otherwise we'll give you a couple of minutes to leave. Ed. If we now move on to item 6 of the agenda, which is the list of applications determined under delegated powers. Now, these, we, unless there is a particular question, these we tend to take as read. Has anybody got any comments they'd like to make? Councillor Forrest, are you? Oh, yes, Councillor Gray, you can... Sorry. No, of course you can. No, it's just that, not at all. It's just that you have to leave while we have the discussion, but no. Welcome back, Councillor Gregg. So we now have item six, which commences on page... Oh, can't see it. Oh, page 58 of your agenda pack, which is all the decisions made by since the last committee report. So that's really for information. If you want more information on it, go on to Planning Explorer. Councillor Lowe.
I'll just ask one question. Plan application P210872/2. Page 19 of 21, I believe. Install 1x9 metre wooden pole. Do you need to put plan permission in for a flagpole? Well, it's the last one. Page 76. I'm looking in the corner. I didn't realise you need to put plan permission in for a flagpole, Chair.
Chair. It's an equipment PD notification. So it will be a wooden pole for telecommunications. It won't be a flagpole. So I think it's to do with... I mean, I don't know the application, but I think that's what it's in regards to, is a telecommunications equipment or along those lines.
You're just proving to us that you've read it all tonight. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's quite a complicated meeting tonight. I appreciate that. But I thank you all for your attention. And I would draw your attention again to the next meeting, which is on the 23rd of June. So thank you very much, everybody, and safe journey home.